Salutations, people. Oh, snap. You know what? While people are piping in, part of the process, while people are piping in here, I'm going to go ahead and place that right there. Salutations to people that are joining. Basically, this is a, I don't want to say like a recovery transmission, but is it? It's a continuation from what we were trying to do yesterday. I was conflicted by some stuff, and so I was unable to give you guys like the performance that you deserved. So I decided to kind of hold things off, not rush the bus, not rush any of this nonsense, and save everything until today. Phone call. Sorry about that. It's coming up on 1 p.m. over here. I'm running a little late with stuff, but I'm going to try to fly through these topics and try not to get this distracted as much as possible, because I have to save some of that good creative energy for the show that we're going to be putting out this week. You know, and this is kind of, I want to just say this real quick, because we only have like 11 people in here. And I don't know, that kind of, I don't know, I would prefer to speak to smaller crowds of people. I feel like what happens whenever we get a whole bunch of people in here, there's a lot of chatter and a lot of stuff in between. The show kind of takes on a different tone. I prefer kind of speaking to smaller groups of people. That way it's like more direct, instead of just trying to have to water the message down for everybody else. You know, with smaller groups, it's more precise. Larger groups, you kind of have to discuss everything in between. But yeah, I'm going to try to fly through these topics as much as I can, because some of them actually have a lot to do with what we're going to be discussing in the Paranormal Perspective Volume 8. Excuse me. And if you guys are unfamiliar as to what the Paranormal Perspective is, that's essentially a user-generated story or user-generated volume of stories that people have submitted, both on our page, to our email, to our website, to all kinds of different things. And then what I do is I kind of curate them, turn them into something that's like legible, remove all the internet speech, all the swear words and stuff like that, and then I just reproduce them for you good people. But I'm going to be switching stuff up this year because it's been a tumultuous year. So if you guys want to go ahead and submit your stories, you can do so. freedomsfactions@gmail.com. Some people were letting me know that they were unable to email me yesterday with the email that we have on the page. I tried to fix that, but there's some stuff going on with our account to where we have to shuffle things around. But freedomsfaction@gmail.com, or go to our website, factionsoffreedom.dimdo.com, go to the contact tab, and then you'll see paranormal story right up underneath there to submit your stories. In this transmission, we're going to be talking about Obama, his relationship with ISIS, Freemasonic levels, evolving warfare, which is a thought thread that I just find myself kind of coming back to, which I think is important for what's going on these days, climate change, eliminating the military in 20 years, as well as the cashless society. Now, the reason we're doing this transmission today, what's going on, exposing? The reason we're doing this transmission today is because yesterday we were unable to kind of get the thoughts together. I was afflicted by personal nonsense and unable to put that away. This transmission, we're trying to address that. Avenue Baby 98 says, "What about Agenda 21? I'm sure we'll discuss that whenever we get into climate change, eliminating the military in 20 years and more." But trying to get into this as much as possible. So let's start this off by discussing Obama, his relationships with ISIS, as well as the relationship with the media. Now, if you guys paid attention yesterday, I'm going to try to fly through this as much as I can to not waste time. But if you guys didn't pay attention to it yesterday, I talked about how since 2012, 2013, 2014 on, I have been kind of involved in this. We just had the murder of that al-Baghdadi guy, right? One of the leaders of ISIS, right? But if you guys go do your research, this is like the seventh time he's been killed over a 12-year period. So it's become this like figurehead guy to where they just say, hey, they killed him. They use it for propaganda purposes. And ironically enough, right, the seventh murder, ironically enough, they treated him the same way they did with Saddam Hussein. They just threw his body out in the ocean. They said that he ran out there like a whimpering dog. They killed him, captured him, threw him out the window. There's no way for us to actually like validate or verify any of this type of stuff. They treated him the same way that they did with Osama. Now, why is that important? To get a historical perspective. Because you cut the head off of a snake, or you cut the head off of a hydra, a few more grow up. The idea with ISIS is to never neutralize it. It's meant to destabilize everything. I mean, I've talked about ISIS being in London, San Francisco, New York, all over the world. And now, you know, they're even recruiting on TikTok. That's the crazy thing. They're using emojis to recruit people. So I had to set that because that's the most recent thing that happened. But let's travel back in time. Talking about Obama, his involvement in creating ISIS and stuff like this. You may have heard that on Donald Trump's campaign trail, he said that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama created ISIS. Well, by delivering humanitarian aid, stirring things up, eliminating their leadership, and just getting in there and doing all the regime change. That's what it is. The difference between Obama and Trump was that Trump met up with Putin in Syria, decided to end that proxy war, and begin eliminating ISIS. They didn't just provide the, air quotes, moderate rebels with more support. They went in there and just started killing everybody. I don't justify it. I don't support any of this, and I'm not justifying any of it. That's just what's happened. Back in 2012, at the stroke of midnight on 2011, going into 2012 in Hawaii, Barack Obama signed the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012. Now, this is literally 7 years in the past, before I created all this other stuff, before I started getting involved and everything. But I had noticed in the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, there was something super sketchy in there that said that it would allow for indefinite detention of journalists. Now, to me, that scared me. That made me have a little bit of fear, because what we're basically talking about is the FEMA camps, the black clad police, is the police state, is the military, the militarization of police. It is martial law. It's all these things. But that was back in 2012, and just because it was underneath Obama, nobody really paid attention. Fast forward to where we are today, and I'm sorry to be jumping all over the place to you guys. I'm just literally trying to close the gap so people understand like what's going on. But you may have noticed just the other day, I talked about how Trump is authorizing more of the militarization of the police, more military equipment for law enforcement now. Again, I'm against all this stuff. Any kind of stuff that has to do with authoritarianism, tyranny, the loss of one's right, the police state, the martial law, any of this nonsense, I'm completely against it. But if you see it happening in the past, you got to raise awareness about it, because it's happening now, even in the future. Like I said, so let's go back to 2012, the Smith-Blunt Act of 2012. This whole presidency, we've seen nothing but organized collusion going on in the news, in the media, against Trump. You know, orange man bad, America sucks. We've seen a whole organization of just like biased politics. That's why we're not able to ever to really have like a fair opinion of what's going on in Trump's presidency, because we know it's just going to be represented in the media. Objective, or not objectively, but biasedly. But how did this happen? We understand that it's like six different companies that control media. We understand it's like six different production houses that control entertainment and Hollywood and stuff like this. But how did this type of stuff happen with the Smith-Blunt Act of 2012, right on the heels of the NDAA, essentially underneath the Obama administration? So I know people want to hate Trump, but here, let me point this out to you. Remember a few weeks ago I talked about how Donald Trump activated the Marines at the White House. he basically began to start issuing things to start martial law here in America. One of my main issues, again, with the hypermilitarization of police, indefinite detention of journalists, the NDAA of 2012, or all this propaganda, all this nonsense, my problem with all of it is not necessarily Trump or any of these people. It's for who comes after it. What I was talking about just now, the organized collusion between media, between government, between big tech, and so much more. We see it essentially being weaponized against Trump. The focal point, somebody just said right there in the comments that Trump is a scapegoat. Precisely. He's the focal point for all of the technocratic things that we see going on to focus their powers. This is why I trip out, because this is the technocracy. This is the New World Order. This is the police state. This is what happens. And Obama started it with the NDAA of 2012, with the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, where he allowed for indefinite detention of journalists. That's the crazy thing. Because check it out, back in 2012, that's when he signs it. Fast forward 2 years, two or maybe 1 or 2 years. I'm not sure when the Ferguson, Missouri riots were, but you remember whenever, I want to say 2014, because I wasn't, either 2013 or 2014, because I hadn't created Freedom Faction yet. I was still under the vanguard of Renaissance, and that's whenever I started making individual movies of all the riots and the protests and the things that were happening. That's kind of whenever I stumbled upon the page Raspy Rawls, one of the activists that was there. But check it out, with the Ferguson, Missouri riots, right? That's whenever we saw all of the different, the tanks come out, the tear gas, the cops and riot gear. We saw some crazy stuff happening because that was the development of it. Go forward another year. What happened then with the Dakota Access Pipeline, with the protests that essentially went on for all the winter? Not only did they try to tear gas people, spray them, but they also conducted psychological warfare, having planes go on all the time, sending people in to infiltrate the actual campsite to cause all these problems. So all the things I'm just trying to list to you guys, this has happened in the past, and they had to start getting stuff more organized for what we see taking place today. So whenever it's not far off to say that Obama helped create ISIS, whenever we see some of the domestic operations already happening here today, unfolding, you see, which leads me to the next topics I want to talk about: Freemason levels, which is in America, gang stalking and targeted individuals. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this before I switched topics, but I don't know if I mentioned this. I've been doing this for about, what year is it? It's 2019. That's why I'm having a hard time. He signed that in 2012. I started freaking out, reading about FEMA camps, guillotines, you know, indefinite detention, locking people up, all this crazy stuff. I was tripping out back in 2012. I see 2013 happen. The riots take place. 14 goes down. You have all this other crazy stuff going on. What I'm really trying to tell you guys is that I had to build something like this to raise so much awareness about all these other issues, because it's not just one. You know, it's not just one simple thing, and that's why I never just post something that's similar. It's always all kinds of different things that are going on. It's the picture that they're trying to paint for you. That the chaos that we see taking place, this is not normal, but it has to ratchet up incrementally. So, just speaking of increments, levels, and things like that, let me get into the Freemason levels. I kind of forgot what I was talking about with how long I've been doing this, but it's been since like 2012, 2013, and 14, man, because you have to understand that these people are trying to gradually figure out a way to rob you of your rights. And the best way to do this is through fear-mongering, and the best way to do this is through scare tactics. And that's because people don't know. You know, again, with Jade Helm 15, UX 16, the Unconventional Warfare Exercises of 2016, Operation Gotham Shield, Thunderstorm Spiral, all of these are different things that people can go research to where you literally see them training to take on the population. People talked about, right there, people are talking about Jade Helm 15, right? That was the introduction into geography, geospatial intelligence, military operations, and things like this. They trained out here in the southwest of America because they said that it resembled the Middle East. So they were basically training domestically to take on people in foreign populations. But I can assure you they had domestic operations today. Because look at the police force, look at the military, look at the state of the people today. I'm telling you, you have to look at the history to understand where they're taking us. And so to start this transmission off by talking about how this is phone calls, is because it's the prime time of the day that I'm normally taking phone calls. I took like an hour extra at the gym, but don't worry about that. To start this transmission off by talking about Obama and his relationship with ISIS and the media and how they literally created all the stuff, the infrastructure that we see being deployed on us today, that's what people have to understand. And when I'm posting this stuff, it's not to sound relevant or cute or any of the things that people want to see on social media today. It's to inform you guys the same way that I'm shooting you straight right here. So let's move on to the next topic: Freemason levels, witches in America, gang stalking, and targeted individuals. The reason somebody had asked this question is because about either last week or the week before last, I kind of went on a jag about how throughout the entirety of doing this for almost 7 years, I say like 4 or 5. Because that's what I've been doing it actively on social media, but I did stuff before then too, just underneath like an anonymous moniker to where you couldn't find me. But from the several years of doing things like this, I have been repeatedly contacted by Freemasons. I've repeatedly denied Freemasons. I've talked, I like that's The crazy thing is I have to upload the episode of that protest I did back in September, where I was actually in line with some of the Freemasons there. And I think this is a good way for me to start talking about the story, you know, because I'm a weird dude. I talk about strange things. I got no problems delving into the deep strange with you. I'm standing with the Proud Boys, you know, we're talking, and somehow we get to talking about Luciferianism, Satanism, and Freemasonry. I didn't know that this guy was like a Freemason. They had come from New York, but you know, we get to chatting. My beliefs more align with Christian values than they do with other things. And so I get to talking with this guy about, you know, the Satanists, the Luciferians, how they've been taken over, how since 2016, the year of light and Lucius, how we've seen a rise in Satanism and a rise in witches and a rise in occult witchcraft. He says, you know what, EJ, you're right, because I'm an actual Mason. And he says that within the few years of me being a Mason here in New Mexico, I've noticed that you guys have an increased amount of Satanists, of proclaimed Satanists, of people who openly worship the devil, who say, hell yeah, no, we worship Satan, for sure. And then, because there's like a screening process that goes on with the Masons, it's not just, they don't take everybody. They after a while, ask people what path they want to get on, whether or not it's Scottish Rite or York Rite, and then what other beliefs they have, because it's crazy. It truly is crazy, the filtration process, the application process, and the recruitment. And so that's what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way, is Freemasonry has been infiltrated by a completely different sect of Jacobins, of Luciferians, and of Satanists. Now, already, people need to know that Freemasons are like any other organization, where you got your ground level guys, you got your step up above them, you got your mid-tier guy, you got your people calling the shots, then you got the ones that's giving the orders to the people calling shots, and then you got the person that they worship, which is the devil, Lucifer, the light bringer, right? You have people who don't know that, though, because there's different degrees, 33 different degrees of Freemasonry. And I talked about this earlier this week with you guys, and I think the best way to explain it, you know, is just like there's Shriners, just like there's Freemasons, just like there's these fundraisers and these charity events, there's some levels of Freemasons, of Freemasonry that don't know that they actually do worship the devil. They don't know that they're taking part, that their money, their charity, their energy is all going towards the Luciferian agenda. But there are people at the top who pass down these orders, and then other people receive them, and then they carry these things out. You know, let me tell you guys a quick funny story, because I have so many of just like running into contact with these people. I told you guys the other day about this ex Special Forces Shriner, who was a hospital charity fundraiser. He had done it for 11 years, and the money he was talking about was stuff I couldn't comprehend. But let me tell you another story about me trying to just do some quick business, and then running into a Freemason in my local area. He tells me what he doesn't like about North American Freemasonry is it's not authentic enough, that people down in South America, other places of the world that actually practice the Freemasonry, you know, they put on the hoods, you know, they put on the hoods, they get the staffs, they light the torches, they actually go out there, they go kidnap the people, they get into it, you know, they actually take part in the ritual. It's not like something, it's not like a charity club, it's not like a community club, you get me? Like, it's an actual thing, it's a belief, it's a practice. And he was saying how when he went down to Mexico, you know, he took part in one of the rituals down there, and it was some powerful stuff. Like, you could literally feel the energy in the room rise. You could see shades moving in the smoke, the way that he had described things to me. That it was like literally crazy. And then he says, you know what? What's even more wild about it, EJ, is I have to send. Oh, okay, cool. I got a text message. What's even more weird about it is the fact that he has to send his kids to what's called the Demolé. And I don't know if we have any Freemasons that are watching, or children whose fathers or mothers were part of Freemasonry, but that's what essentially children go to. They go to the Demolé, which is a childlike version of introducing children into Freemasonry. And the reason I'm trying to talk about all this stuff is because the same way that we're aware of Freemasons, we need to be aware of the witches. The same way we're aware of Antifa, we need to be aware of the occultists. The same way that we're aware of Pope Francis, the world government, all these other crazy things, is the same way that we need to be aware of the ground troops who are out here talking to me and you, carrying out different operations and acts. I tell you, you're not going to find a lot of people that are doing the research, exposed to all this stuff, experiencing strange things like this, and trying to disseminate it to the public. You're not going to find that. You're going to find a lot of people that talk shit and can't really inform you, and that's the problem. So when I'm talking about Freemasons, witches, and all this other stuff, it comes from experience. I'm not just saying this to pull it out of my ass. I'm telling you because this is what I've experienced over the several years of gradually coming to this point that you see before you today. That's why I think sometimes I just sit here and just kind of spout it off to you guys, you know, just like ramble rant to you because it's the truth. I know people don't want it to be that way, but I would not be able to have this much information about Freemasons if I did not deny them every single time they tried to come around. Pure, plain, and simple. And people don't understand that at the deeper parts of this, they worship Lucifer. They worship the Lightbringer. They don't study Albert Pike's morals and dogma. They don't look at Aleister Crowley. They don't look at the history. And the crazier part about it, too, just to touch on Freemasons, they don't talk about it a lot, how their whole ideology has been taken by the Egyptians. And that's a different discussion for a completely different day. Yes, Manly P. Hall. Did I say Albert Pike? I think I did. I think I said Albert Pike instead of Manly P. Hall. These are the things that are going on. You can even look at the works of Alice Bailey, of Helena Blavatsky. And that's, to be honest, what we see happening today. The externalization of the hierarchy. The people at the top, right? That's why you see a total realignment. A total socio-political realignment happening here in America is because of the externalization of the hierarchy. I think that was Alice Bailey that wrote about that. They said that we will get people to gradually accept Satanism. We will begin to induct people into the new world order, into the new age. They will begin to want the teachings that we're having. And that's what we're seeing today. That's why I said this last transmission, because it's still true. That's why the way that I am today, it sounds like I'm conservative, because I'm not down for any of this New World Order bullshit. And because that's what's going on, this whole socio-political, socio-economic reformation is because they're unveiling themselves. They're uncloaking. They're saying, hey, look, we want your kids, but you can have free drugs. We want your future, but you can have free house. We want control of everything, but you get free education. And that, to me, sounds like total bullshit. It sounds like total craziness, you see. But that's because you have a lot of people that are underneath a delusion. You don't have a lot of people that are thinking for themselves. And this is what I mean by the externalization of the hierarchy. Having people go along with the system, not necessarily knowing what they're buying into. And that's why I'm not down for any of the Luciferian satanic agenda that you see taking place today. That's why, in a sheepish, kind of sketchy way, you know, in a little apprehensive way, you guys see me sticking to my Christian values, saying, look, dude, like, I'm not down for what the world is pushing. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I guess I'm not woke enough to let pedophiles read to my child, you know? Sorry. And that's just where we're at today. So let's talk about witches in America, because that was still Freemasons. That was just still Freemason levels. Let's talk about witches in America. I have been following the rise of Satanism, of occult worship, of mysticism, because I'm fascinated by it nonetheless, but I've been following the rise of it for years. If you guys want some stuff to go back and look at, follow the present day work of Russ Dizdar from Shadow the Edge Radio, Rugged Edge Radio. Dude's been doing it literally since before I was born, since like the 80s, bro. He literally had to create like I don't have it here, but I have a satanic occult ritual guide from the Michigan State Police from 1988, November 1988. This guy, Russ Dizdar, has literally been tracking the work of satanic ritual abuse victims, the witches, the occultists, and all kinds of other stuff since before I was even born. Had to help. He created a whole separate program where he helped create and outline different signs to look for law enforcement, because law enforcement was coming up against so many crimes, so many strange things, they had no idea what was going on. They literally came up with a program to begin to tell people what to look for, in some of these strange cases, these satanic cases. But that's just one person. Go look at the work of Ted Gunderson, former head of the FBI. I think it's FBI. I said CIA last. I think I said CIA yesterday. It's FBI, the California division. He's deceased now, but the work that he did basically talked about satanic ritual abuse survivors, child sex trafficking, human trafficking, what we know today as pedogate, spirit cooking, pizzagate, and all these other things. Ted Gunderson basically pioneered all of the work that we see today relating to this satanic abuse, this satanic panic. It's very real. And even today, we're not even getting any reports about it, about the information they're finding out there in Pennsylvania, how sketchy stuff is out there. It's nuts. But my point behind telling you guys this stuff is this is not, again, stuff we're pulling out of our tail. Witches in America, Freemasons in America, all this other stuff that I'm trying to just ramble out to you, this has happened in our past. I'm only to literally, with this page, since the time I've been over here on social media, tell you this, since from 2014 to where we're at today, there's been a rise in occultism, a rise in Satanism. You see, like, there's there's not a joke about this. You know, I've made series about it. I've talked about it on shows. I've had guests on. I remember one of the, I'll say this and I'll get back to the topic for real, because I'm just ranting. So much information. I remember I had on, like, almost like a year ago or 2 years ago, I had on Dr. John A. King. He's a PTSD survivor. He's also a counselor for PTSD victims. He's also an anti-human trafficking expert. And I remember when I had him on the show, he was telling me about some of the operations he had been on when he went out there to save some of these kids, and some of the places that he would go, and some of the stuff that he would see. And I think it's funny because I definitely had hunted and confronted another pedophile hunting group in the chat room here yesterday when I'm still talking about other people helping anti-human trafficking efforts. I talked to him. I said, John, you know, you don't have to really confirm or explain or go into detail, but whenever you're coming up on some of these cases and you're finding some of these kids, because he's a Christian, he was a former preacher, I'm like, are you seeing any strange signs? Are you seeing any satanic things? Are you seeing anything that's kind of out of place? Obviously, you're going to see like a pedophile with perverted things and sex toys and all kinds of stuff like that. But are you seeing any kind of markings or any kind of anything strange in the area whenever you're actually fighting these kids? Doesn't go into detail, but he just kind of says, yeah, you know, I get what you're trying to allude at. And yes, there is an occult aspect involved in some of these cases. Now, what was the topic that spit me on this whole little jag? Witches in America. Halloween. It's literally tomorrow. But how? I think that's not the case because we see how crazy the world is becoming these days. Halloween is every day these days. The world is becoming increasingly crazy. I don't want to say wicked because that emboldens them. That makes them feel more powerful. But I think everybody can understand the tension that's in the air, the energy that's out there, the fact that we see a perception of light being diminished while we see darkness kind of rising. But that's all it. It's all a bluff. let me get back into these topics. Back into this topic. You know, from the witches that bind Trump to the rise in membership at the Satanic Temple to the increased activity that we see happening all over the world. Like, I really don't know how else to belabor this point. That we do have like open Satanists practicing here in America. We have witches carrying out rituals. We have them carrying out seances, spells, rituals, and all these other things. We have them doing these things, affecting our spiritual compass, and it's because people don't care that it is working. I talk all the time with you guys about apathy, nihilism, how people just don't care, they're giving up. Well, guess what? Your enemy is winning. They're winning. Why? And I remember coming into contact with this even on the page. It's like, why would the elites do anything? Because we do it to ourselves. Why would they need to do anything to us? Why would they need to censor stuff? Why would they need to target you? We do it to ourselves. Precisely. It's the people out there. It's your neighbors. It's everybody you do know. That's why this polarization of politics is actually very dangerous. Is because of where we're at these days. people don't understand that the ill will they're actually casting out to other people, it does have like a long-term effect. That's what I'm saying by the contention and the energy that we're able to feel. And the same way that I just briefly talked about this, and I don't know why I went on that jag, but the same way I briefly just talked about that with the Freemason levels, right, is the same way that there are levels of witches here in America. The last transmission I talked to you guys about, I discussed things like Extinction Rebellion, Antifa, Indivisible, Black Lives Matter, and all these other groups that are out there. We understand that there's a hierarchy amongst them, right? That there's people that go out there into the streets that carry out these types of operations. Then they have the order givers, the organizers, the people that get all these people together. Then you have the funders of the organizers that help make all these things happen. And then you have the shot callers at the very top. Then you have the political figures or the entertainers and the celebrities that help influence all these things. The very same way that I'm able to organize this structure of Antifa and political operations that are taking place here in America is the very same way that we have organized witches and organized Satanists and organized occultists carrying out these operations. I had posted about just the other day how there are witches, and you can look this up, hashtag magic resistance, and hashtag buying Trump. There are witches that meet together publicly every other month or so, or every few months, to cast spells on Donald Trump. Now, why are they doing this publicly? And then my question then becomes, what are they doing privately? You see? And so I could talk for days, I think that's the crazy part, about witches in America, occultists, Satanists, Luciferians, and all kinds of other things, because it's how I came into this. I didn't really, before 2012, right? I was just a paranormal nerd. I was just a dude on paranormal forums, looking up crazy stuff, reading people's experiences, running around in my town, trying to figure out all this crazy stuff that was going on. When I found out that the world was ending through that paranormal lens, and then I found out what was really going on with the NDA, I just switched up entirely. I began changing and focusing my whole different perspective. But that's what I'm saying. The same way that I'm able to have this reservoir of knowledge with the NDAA, indefinite detention, FEMA camps, Jade Helm 15, and all this other stuff, is the very same way that since the time I've been doing this, I've been tracking these people. And they've been tracking me. That's another thing. I'll say this and move on to gang stalking and targeted individuals. When I was at that protest just a few months back with the Proud Boys, not even doing a protest, I was standing there holding a flag. And for people that watched the Instagram story, you guys may have saw it. There were people across the aisle saying, "Hex a fascist." Apparently I'm a fascist. But what that made me think is everything that I have been researching and seeing over these several years is the fact that you were seeing witches, occultists, Satanists, and Luciferians, people that practice these dark arts, you're seeing them mobilize now. You're seeing them align themselves with certain political groups carrying out these types of things. And it's crazy. You don't got to tell me that it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm just sitting here holding the camera up, reporting all this stuff that's going on. You don't have to tell me it's crazy. I understand the times are crazy. And that's why it's going to get worse. Because we don't have enough people stepping up to take care of this. I mean, I need to say this and then get into these next topics. Just the other day, we had Luke Ruandowski of We Are Change go to Jeffrey Epstein's island. We have millions of people here in the world. But it literally took a truth seeker and an investigative independent reporter to go there and check it out, to actually do something about it. That's the percentages that we're working with. I don't know what percentile I'm in for providing all this kind of content, doing this type of stuff, but what percentile do you think Luke is in by getting the funds together to go to Epstein's Island to investigate this type of stuff? This is what I mean. We don't have enough people that are coming together, focused on the greater good, trying to build something. But if it, and we will, don't worry, we will, but it takes time. It takes time, it takes commitment, it takes dedication, it takes motivation. Clearly it takes money, no doubt, but it takes focus, it takes clarity. It takes not getting caught up on nonsense and getting with the picture. But very few people do that. They want to talk crap, they want to waste time, they don't want to focus, they expect other people to do these things. And that's why it's not, I guess that's why I don't fuck with that. But let me move on. Gang stalking and targeted individuals. We're discussing this in Witches in America and in the Freemason Levels topic because both of those groups take part in this. Both of those groups, both Freemasons, occultists, witches, Luciferians, all these things, they take part in various forms of gang stalking. Now, we had somebody in the chat the last time we did a a transmission with You Good People, somebody had talked about how they were victims of how they were victims of gang stalking and how they were a targeted individual. And in the future, we may have to have another guest on to talk about these things. In the past, we've had on, gosh, I forget her name. It had to be at least like 3 or 4 years ago now. But we had on a satanic ritual abuse survivor that was still a targeted individual. Her mother was working in a bordel, in a CIA-run whorehouse. She had all kinds of different people coming in and out of her life, suits, and they were running operations outside of there. And they even began to run stuff on her. They trafficked her all over the place. It was really legitimately crazy hearing what I had heard from this individual. They had trafficked her all over the place, essentially pimped her out, taken her to all kinds of different places. And when you're working with people like that, when you're talking with individuals like that, you're in a whole different ballgame, let me tell you. Because now you're working with people who have multiple personality disorder, split personality disorder, schizophrenia. You're dealing with people who have subalter personalities, certain things that come up, and you have to figure out how to deal with every single one of these personalities because they're not the same. The body is the same, but whatever is residing inside that person and what you're communicating with at that time is not. And so trying to sit this person down to have like an interview and figure out what happened, it was some of the craziest stuff ever. But that was one of my only encounters with a targeted individual. And I'm sure there are people that are still being gang stalked today that are victims of this. Now, for people that are listening, they're wondering, well, what the hell is gang stalking? It's exactly what it sounds like. Imagine going to a restaurant or going just to the convenience store real quick, and then you get 7 different people and all of your different viewpoints. It's like you look at the exit, there's a sketchy guy that you see standing there. You look at the freezer, the sketchy person standing there. You look around, there's another person standing there. And everywhere you look, these people are looking at you. So you decide to leave the area. Well, these people begin to keep following you, keeping tabs on all kinds of different things that you do. Let's say you finally run home. You begin to see just two of the four people still there. You're making phone calls. You can hear breaths, all kinds of other things. That's gang stalking. To where people literally feel bullied and harassed and surveilled to the point to where they don't do anything. Now, I don't know who's actually doing the stalking, and I don't know why it's actually happening, but there are thousands of people who are victims to this. Now, why does that fall underneath the category of Freemasons and witches? Well, think about people who defect, who betray, who escape the clutches of these Freemasons and the clutches of these witches and the clutches of these groups. Think about those type of people. What kind of life do they have? Those are the type of people. It's the real whistleblowers of organizations like that that do these types of things that actually are the targeted individuals. We get paranoid. We get conspiratorial thinking, oh gosh, you know, I'm on social media spreading the truth. They're coming after me. It's like, no, you paranoid motherfucker, they're not coming after you. It's the people who actually have information that are actually crucial to the operations that they're coming after. It's the people who can blow the whistle, expose these operations that they watch out for. I think, what was it? God dang it. Nate Max of Innate Awareness tried to get me to communicate with Fiona Bartlett, who was another victim of satanic ritual abuse, who was essentially prostituted and trafficked to high political elite figures, people like Ronald Reagan. And that's how far back we're going. But that's the crazy part about it, is this is so organized that it has like a whole history behind it. And this is happening just underneath the surface that people don't really know. And so let's get into this, since we're talking about essential warfare, civil disruption, what people can do, the power of an individual, and also the deadly nature of groups. You know, one of the things, that's right, Migs, your mind is a weapon. One of the things that I've been talking about recently that I kind of find myself doubling back on, you know, and I don't know, maybe I should like flesh this stuff out, but it really does make sense, is it's a concept of evolving warfare. If I have time, I'll try to talk about telekinesis, Severn Liberal Arts 13. But This thought I've had is Evolving Warfare. That was the title. That was the third segment of the most recent podcast we had, show number 916, Evolving Warfare. And then I went into depth this past Sunday, expanding on the thought, because, you know, Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out, so niggas can die like another million motherfucking times. Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out again, and so I wanted to be cute and kind of ride on the coattails of that. But when I find myself talking and thinking more about Evolving Warfare, it's not only bang bang shoot 'em up, you know. It's not only, oh, I'm operating, get the strap, but it's also spiritual warfare, biological warfare, psychological warfare, and so much more. We think warfare is meant to be like, oh, I'm gonna chuck a hatchet in that guy's head and I'm gonna put a bullet in that guy's brain. We think warfare is literally only carnal. We don't think about the other ways that we have warfare being waged on us. You see, so the concept, the thought thread of Evolving Warfare is just that. It's not supposed to be just bang bang shoot him up, that guy's dead. It's supposed to be, it's about yourself. It's about all of this stuff that's going on. You see what I'm saying? It's about, are you in control of your own mind? Are you in control of your own heart? Are you in control of your own thoughts? Are you in control of your own life? I had freaked out yesterday because I talked about people that want to have a chill life instead of, or people who are chilling through life instead of people who are taking the time to create a life that's chill. And I don't really think people understand that yet. They will. But think about that. You have people that just want to sit there, smoke, chill, and do nothing. And then you have people who build a life that is chill, to where they live in harmony, to where they live in abundance, to where they live like just chill, to where they don't have stresses. You see. But it's that difference. So this still falls underneath the category of Evolving Warfare. Let's talk about spiritual warfare. I just McRambled to you good people about how for several years I have seen the rise in occultism, in Satanism, mysticism, Luciferianism, and all kinds of other crazy stuff that I don't really even know if it has an ism. That's what I mean by spiritual warfare. I can't even get up here without talking about my relationship with God, my pseudo-relationship with Christianity that's developing over time. I don't know. I can't talk about it without sounding offensive to some type of people. That's what I mean. They say that spirituality is the highest form of revolution. It's like if no one can take your spirituality from you. No one can take your religion from you. That's why monks are badass. That's why real priests are badass, because they will die for their faith. But see, today, you're not allowed to have a faith. You're not allowed to be religious. You're allowed to be spiritual. But how dare you have values? How dare you have a religion? You can be a transgender. You can be a neutroid. You can be a non-binary cisgender something or other. You know, you can be a new ager. You can be a light worker, crystal worker. You'd be all these things. You'd be Satanist. You'd be all this stuff. But how dare you be I don't know, either human, or how dare you be Christian? How dare you be normal? That's what I mean by the spiritual warfare. The idea is to keep people imbalanced and off kilter, to where they're unable to have solitude, to where they're able to keep their mind in check, to where they're able to develop like a real deep and spiritual relationship with God and the eternal. You know, no. You are not allowed to communicate with anything other than right here. I think a better way for me to explain all this stuff, folks, is look at what's going on in China. I have many weapons here I don't want to talk about, but look at what's going on in China, right? They are literally replacing the Ten Commandments with quotes from President Xi Jinping. They're replacing quotes of the Ten. They're replacing the Ten Commandments, brought down by Moses. Replacing the Ten Commandments with quotes from their current dictator. And on top of that, they're destroying churches. They're ripping out coffins from graveyards. They're burning churches. They're burning Bibles. They're rewriting the Bible to make sure it's communist appropriate. They're sending agents into Christian Chinese churches to make sure that they say things that are of the Communist Party. Like, they're kidnapping the Uyghurs, the Muslims. They're taking them to re-education camps. They're called thought transformation centers. Look at what is happening to the Christians in China. I'm sure to them it seems like the end times because of everything that's going on. But that's what I mean. I say this all the time on the show. There will be no religion other than the state in China. That is spiritual warfare in no other way to say it. So if you're not able to, again, set aside 2 or 3 hours to sit there and either pray, meditate, read the Bible, get closer to God, that's spiritual warfare right there. Put a pin in that. Boom. We'll come back to that. Let's keep talking about evolving warfare, biological warfare. You see what I'm saying? Through the chemtrails, through the vaccines, through the GMOs, through our food, through our water, through it all. Like this whole past week, like I've had to switch up water because I haven't had time to go to the store and get me like the normal water that I like to get. And I've been having to drink water from the filter, straight from the tap. And you know what? My mouth literally is chalky. I can taste the fucking, I can literally taste the calcification going on. And that's what I mean. But it's because I've literally transitioned from having a diet that I don't really care about, where all I eat is carne asada fries, you know, and just gorditas and just so delicious food, bro. I've gone from that whole diet to literally filtering my water, growing some of my food, taking care of it, praying over it, you know, cutting back on things, getting a handful of mixed nuts if I ever want to get hungry, looking at vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and stuff like that. I mean, good Lord, it trips me out. But that's what I mean by the biological warfare, not really understanding these types of elements. Because if your body's not tight, if your body's not right, well, there's no way that you're going to be able to commune deeper and have a deeper connection with God. Your mind's going to be focused. Your mind's going to be focused on all the wrong things. Your body's going to be able to steal its mind. There's so many different things that come with having like a clean and proper working body that is crazy. But that's again part of the point: keeping you in balance, keeping you off kilter. The biological warfare, poisoning your food supply to where you don't really know what's going on inside your own body. You see, and I mean, good Lord, don't even get me started on stuff like the vaccines. Like that's, I think I saw here in the comments, Christy Scarborough of Corrupt Vaccines. It's about time that you come back on the show, for a lot of purposes. Just because we need to update people about your lawsuit against Facebook, and also to talk to you about the vaccine mandates that are coming out, Vax 2, the documentary, The People's Truth, that's coming out, and so many more. But that's what I mean by biological warfare. They're not even letting you dictate what's in your body. That's crazy. That's medical tyranny when we can't even like protect ourselves. You see, put a pin in that. We'll come right back to that if we can. Talk about psychological warfare. What is going on social media? What is going on in the content, the fake news, the misinformation, the ability that people, the fact that people don't even know what's going on. They don't know what's real or not. I forget who said it. Some guy in a suit. One of these technocrats, one of these people that work for these alphabet organizations. But it talked about how they'll know that their misinformation campaign is complete whenever the people don't even know what to believe in. That's just eerily reminiscent of George Orwell's 1984, where they have endless wars, where people just, yeah, boom. Lord Sass just said 1984. Precisely. That's exactly what it is. Endless wars, where people see information, but they're not retaining any of it because they know it's all mutt. It's all useless. It's all inconsequential. It has no purpose. But these are real things that are happening. The people have literally just been exhausted from information. And that's where we're at today, the psychological warfare. People don't know. But what does that lead into? Everything that I was just talking to you good people about. The nihilism, the apathy, the lack of caring, just the subtle death inside. So really think about this concept of evolving warfare. It's not just bang, bang, shoot them up. Look, we have drones, call it in, boom, airstrike dead. It's not just that. It's more things. It's a lot deeper than people want to think. So it is spiritual, it is biological, it is psychological, it's all these things. But because we're not having a deeper understanding of the compartmentalization of the self, of the soul, of the body, and so much more, we just throw it in there like a jambalaya and think it doesn't matter. The only reason that I am literally able to speak before you good people today is to talk about these things because I've gone through them. because I've recognized the spiritual warfare. I recognize that they essentially wanted me to worship the devil, give up my state to the womb, sterilize yourself, you know, be another figure, be another number. I recognize that they wanted to poison my body, that they wanted us to have I remember when I first started paying attention to this, we had on Billy Carson, The Forbidden Knowledge, and he said, taking back your health has become a revolutionary act. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about? That's crazy. And that was years ago. But here I am today, literally understanding that, no, dude, I was the one that was crazy. You can't live off of eating carne asada fries. You can't live off of gorditas. You know, you can't live off of ribs. You can't live off of mac and cheese. You can't live off these delicious foods, no doubt. You've got to take care of yourself. If you're going to be here for a while, start taking care of yourself. Like, you guys don't understand. I'm at the point to where I'm like, just reading so much about magnesium, I feel like a weirdo. There are so many benefits to having magnesium, good Lord. But that's what I mean by the biological warfare. People don't have a marathon mindset whenever we're confronted with these types of things to look at how they're literally trying to poison you, how they're trying to diminish you, dehumanize you, turn you into a scumbag. That's what I say. And the psychological warfare, that's the whole reason why I'm here with you good people today, is because I don't want to sit here and lose my mind to what they're trying to have us do. That's why I don't want to follow the world. I want to follow the spirit. I want to follow what's eternal. That's why I literally read the Bible. I think to myself, good Lord, this is stuff that's like thousands of years old. And here we are today, still perpetuating the very same nature. That's human nature. And ain't nothing changed. The only thing that changes is us. Because we think we want to reinvent the wheel because it's 2019. We want to play stupid. You see? But that's the problem. People don't know these things. They want to play stupid games and win stupid prizes. And then when they say, oh, I don't know how that happened. You know damn well why that happened. You did stupid things. You didn't go in accordance with all the stuff that's going on. You didn't take the time to build things. You tried to shortcut. And guess what? You played yourself. That's where a lot of people are these days. Hart Biamarco says people are brainwashed. Precisely. They're brainwashed to not think for themselves. And think about that. Think about how dangerous that truly is. They're brainwashed to not think about themselves. They're engaging in groupthink. They're participating in, oh, well, hey, you know, fuck my life. I don't matter. You know, nothing matters. You know, there is no God. Sue me. That's where people are these days. We have literally been brainwashed to turn off whatever this is. We have been conditioned to think, you know what? Life is unimportant. I can't do anything. Kill myself. And that's all we do. That's it. So, you know, give me 1 second, because I think this is a good place for us to kind of switch up. I want to talk about climate change eliminating the military in 20 years, but I got to grab my iPad to read that, so give me 2 seconds. Give me a few extra seconds, gang. You know, I think the reason I put this underneath here, because I have another topic to switch up in between, war before death, and then we'll get into climate change. The reason I put this in here is because, you know, the war before death is while we're debating the concept of evolving warfare and what that means. Think on this as well. You know, they say that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are like pestilence, war, famine, and death. You know, and I heard somebody say that war is not death, because death comes at the very end. And war, you have to be beaten down. War, you have to be exhausted. War, and you have to be worn. You have to be tired. You see, think about that. You have to get to a point to where you've exhausted all of your resources, all of your energy. You're like, you're just done. Think about the people that come back from work, or from war. They're broken. They're changed. They've lost whatever that spirit is. And then once they lost the will to fight, once they've given up, once they've just surrendered, that's when the sweet release of death comes. And that's where we're at right now. We're in the beginning stages of contention, of all this war, of all this hatred, of all this violence, of all this just, I don't like this guy because they have a different point of me. Nazi. You know, that we're at that state to where it's just like fight, 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 fight. Hate, 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 hate. War against yourself. War against your family, war against the world, war against everything. Not rage against the machine, but war against all these things. And that's what's going to happen. I think that's what's happening right now, even with the politics. People are getting exhausted of hearing about this Donald Trump nonsense. But even then, get back to the concept of war before death. Miles Carney says it's the beginning of pre-death, precisely. That's why they say violence begets more violence, just as violence begets more violence, just as hate begets more hate. And that's what it is. We're going to exhaust each other. But once we've destroyed one another, that's when the sweet release of death comes. But that's all they're pushing. They're not pushing unity. They're pushing war. They're pushing contention. They're not pushing harmony. They're not pushing abundance. They're pushing scarcity. They're pushing all these things that allow for them to control resources, which leads me to my next point. The other day, I got the article right now. The other day, October 25th, we put up an article from the Zero Hedge. It talks about apocalypse near. The Pentagon warns that climate change could cause U.S. military to collapse within 20 years. And, you know, this is actually a very, very deep article. I'm not going to lie. And I don't know if I have the time to get into it, but I also don't know if I have the time to explain it in the proper way that it needs to be. It talks about basically how what's a better way to intro this? California right now is experiencing unnatural disasters, and I think everybody has like an inkling as to why it's so strange. You could say directed energy weapons, you could say chemtrails, you could say HAARP, you could say all these other things, right? Yes, we could talk about the cause, but what's the effect of having all that crazy stuff going out there in California? What's going to happen to California after they get done carrying out these operations? Right? They're going to begin to move people in, or they're going to move people out. You see what I'm saying? This article, it talks about how due to changing environments, the military will be unable to train to adapt. In the earlier parts of the transmission, I talked about how with Jade Helm 15, the U.S. military was training in the southwest of America to go over to the Middle East to carry out whatever operations they were doing out there, right? Apply that same level of thinking to 20 years from now. How can people train for a fire-damaged California? How can they train for a flooded Texas? How can they train for a flooded Miami? You see what I'm saying? How can they train for these things because of all the unnatural disasters that they have planned? God dang it. Who said it? Give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 extra seconds, gang. Who said it? Who posted about it? They were talking about how for the next 10 years, right here, Max Slavo of SHTF Plan, we put this up October 21st, and it says PG&E warns Californians of 10 years of power shutoffs. 10 years. 10 years of power shutoffs. And just in this past 2 weeks, we've seen undevastated amounts of damage being done to California already. I'm running out of time until the popper just dropped off. That's why I didn't want to get into that article. Because I had an inkling. I had an inkling. Maybe I should, God dang it. This always happens. Every single time I get fired up, the timer comes down. Who knows, I might cut in here and come out and can finish it out. But just to put a pin on this, guys, for the next 10 years, they're planning these different types of operations. That's when we're talking about Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and so much more. But unfortunately, a little timer thing just popped up, lets me know that I got about an hour or a minute and 20 seconds left. And so I think I'm going to close this out by saying, please submit your paranormal stories. I will be switching up this week, not doing a typical episode for you guys, firing through all these facts and doing that. I want to switch up, get back to the paranormal roots, and cover paranormal stories. If you guys would like, I would really appreciate it if you guys submit your paranormal stories, because it's going to be a fantastic one. It's Volume 8, The Paranormal Perspective. You guys can find The Paranormal Perspective, Volume 1 through 7, on our audio podcast feed, or just go to our website. And that's all I really have for you. Except, I will be releasing the episode we did with Ezekiel Reyes of Black Sun Organite, now known as Revolution, on Instagram Live. I'll be releasing that on our audio podcast feed this week as well. I have so many different things coming out to you guys that I really just need to get a little bit more organized and get it out to you guys. But